Tacoma-based artist Dorothy Anderson Wasserman's latest exhibit is called The Carnival of the Animals. As Lauren Gallup reports, it's a study of music, dance, theater, and visual art combined.
Gallery 110 in Seattle is full of dancing animals. Well, not exactly. For her latest exhibit, Dorothy Anderson Wasserman has created 14 fiber art sculptures that bring to life French composer Camille Saint-Saëns' 1922 Carnival of the Animals. You can see Wasserman's influence as a dancer in the sculptures. Each is dressed in an animal costume, posed as if it were performing to a different song from the 14-piece composition.
Even though I'm a tap dancer, my love of dance totally goes way out from that point into modern, different kinds of ballet, conceptual. So each one of these pieces is informed by a famous choreographer dancer.
There's three George Balanchine ballet birds, elephants looking like the tap dancing Copaceptics, and a kangaroo posed like a Martha Graham dancer. Hens and roosters are meant to represent Twyla Tharp, an American dancer and choreographer, whose dance company Wasserman studied with in 1979. Real-life chicken movements made Wasserman think of her style.
She had people moving on stage, like almost tumbling over each other, except for highly choreographed and so beautifully done, to all different kinds of music, too.
Seven sculptures of dancing chickens adorned with fabric threads and glass beads are set against a background of painted chicken wire. Their faces are made of bisque-fired, hand-painted clay. The figurines are posed in dance positions in front of collages created with hand-dyed silk. Each scene has layers to unravel.
It's showing performers on stage in animal costumes, dancing to the music of Camille Saint-Saëns, informed by the style of a famous choreographer. Mm-hmm. So these are like little stage settings.
Two smaller scenes don't contain animal costume sculptures, but instead only clay hands. There are hands covered in sheet music rising up with the scales of the piece for pianists and handprints preserved in time for fossils.
It's through my hands that I'm able to create. Mm-hmm. So it's just such a vital, it's a vital step between how I imagine things, how I think about things, and then the actual making of work is through my hands.
The finale brings photos of the sculptures and the exhibition's collaborators together, collaged into Tacoma's Wright Park in Wasserman's neighborhood. Saint-Saëns died in 1921, but his presence is felt in each of the sculpted dancers. And in the finale, the giant piece also features Wasserman and Saint-Saëns posed next to each other, sitting on a park bench.
Because I felt so close to Camille Saint-Saëns, I felt like we really collaborated. I know it's impossible and it's just totally my imagination, but I felt like the two of us collaborated. So I thought, well, you know what? I want to be sitting with him on a bench in my neighborhood park in Wright Park.
I'm Lauren Gallup.